Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 18th day of Nisan, Topshin Pei Beis. Masechta Kelaim, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Ches. Hakonim Hayotzim Min Ha'oris. If you have sticks that are coming out of the canopy, they are protruding outside the canopy where you have vines growing or draped over the wall, but the vines are not being draped over the sticks that are protruding. V'chos alehen lefoskam, and he doesn't want to cut them off because he wants to keep those sticks, and he has no desire to shorten them now. So the only reason he's left them there not because he wants the vines to grow over them, but simply because he wants to keep those sticks. That's why he's not cutting them off. Kenegdon, underneath those sticks, mutar, it's permitted to sow. They do not have a din of apifioris, which means they don't have a din of trestles that you drape things over that are ready for the vines to keep on going. And for that reason, you're allowed to sow under them. There's nothing growing on top of them, and they're not even there for the purpose of vines to grow over. However, ason kedeisha yahalech alein achadosh, if those sticks that are coming out of the main canopy area where you've got the vines coming over, and if they're sticking out, and he's left them there for one reason, kedeisha yahalech alein achadosh, in order to have the new growths of new branches that are coming from the vines to creep along them, then also, then you're not allowed to sow underneath them, even though now there's nothing on them. They have it in like a pifioris, they have it in like a trestle made for the canopy of vines. Mishnah Tes. Haperach hayotze min ha'oras. Now, perach normally means a flower. Here it means a branch, a new shoot that has come out of the vine. So the vine has extended its shoot, and it's coming out and extending right outside the canopy. Roino, so we view it. We look at that new shoot. Ki'ilu metilteles, as if teluyaboy, as if there's a plummet or a plumb line hanging from it. It's one of those things the builders use. It's a weight that goes straight down perpendicular to the building, and they used to measure it to see if the building is straight or not. So if we pretend as if there was one of these plumb lines hanging at the end of the chute, and kenegdoi, anything underneath that plumb line and anything in line with that new chute underneath it also would be prohibited to sow. Anything that's outside of it, you would be allowed to sow it. And this is despite the fact that it's outside the area of the working area of a kerem. That's outside the avodas kerem, which we said is four amos. Doesn't matter. If it's still under that shoot that's coming out from the oris, you're not allowed to sow underneath it. V'chein bedolis, so it is also with a single vine. Dolis means that's draped over some branches, over some sticks, that if a new shoot comes out of the single vine and extends outside the six tfochim, which happens to be the working area of a single vine, then again you would take out this plumb line. Imagine there was a plumb line hanging down from that shoot coming out of the dolus, out of the single vine, and anything underneath that shoot would be also to sow underneath that area. Outside that area would be permitted. Finally, says the Mishnah, Hamoseach Zemoira Me'ilon Le'ilon. If a person extends a branch from one tree to another tree, Tachteo Osa, then underneath that branch, it is also to sow anything. Sipko Bechevel Obegemi. What happens if the branch wasn't long enough to go from tree to tree? So he extended it with Chevel, with rope. He tied rope to one end of the branch, or he used reeds. And now it can reach up to the other tree. Tachas HaSipuk, says the Mishnah, underneath that extended area, the one that he's artificially extended with rope or with gemi, Mutar, it's permitted. It's permitted to sow there. Asoi kedela sheyahalech olav hechodosh. If, however, he made the extension of rope or rubber or reeds, if he extended it, not to get just from one tree to the other tree, but the reason for the extension was kadesh yahalech alav echadosh, in order to have the new growths that are coming from the vine, in order that new brush would be able to roll along it or grow along it, then also then it's forbidden to sow underneath the extended area, even under the rope area that's used for the extension or the yegami. Why? Because it's also to sow underneath it, because it has it in like an apiphyorus, then it becomes again like a trestle that is designated for the further growth of the vines to form a canopy over it.